going to head down and actually move up Miami head coach Chuck Martin to the 10:10 time slot here. And we are on the midweek football schedule. Again, we're going to head down to Oxford and be joined by Chuck Martin. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
I am doing good. Appreciate you guys getting me in here.
No problem. Glad to assist. And with the transition here, you're playing on Wednesday night, and as you prepare for the rivalry of the Battle of the Bricks with heading to Ohio, talk about the challenge you'll face from this Bobcat team Wednesday night.
Yeah, there's a lot of challenges. One, obviously, on the road Wednesday night, national TV. But the biggest challenge is playing OU and just how they play. And they're always smart. They're always tough. They always play the game the right way. They make you earn everything that you get on both sides of the ball in ST. Obviously, offensively, you know, their quarterback's as good as not. If he's not the best player in the league, he's as good as any player in this league and has been for multiple years. He beats you so many different ways. They run them with design runs, read plays and counter plays and draw plays. And then he throws the ball. He's been so efficient during his career. His quarterback rating's so high, and he takes care of the ball. And then if you do happen to defend the run and the pass, then he usually just runs around and makes a play anyways. That's the, you know, when you play a really talented kid like him, it can be frustrating because sometimes you think you had him decently defensed, and then he ad-libs and does something all on his own because he's such a gifted athlete and has really good feel for the game. So they've got a good running tack, as always. They play multiple tailbacks. They got capable tight ends that run and catch the football and block. They got all sorts of receivers that can run and catch the ball. So there's a reason they're scoring all the points. There's a reason they're averaging as much yards as they are. They do an unbelievable job with trick plays. They probably run more trick plays than any team I've ever seen, but they have so much success with them. I think I'd probably run that many too. And they run them early in the game. They run them in the red zone. They run them all over the field. So you got to try to defend 12, you know, and then they're hitting you with all these other things that they're doing. And then defensively, it's the same. You're going to play their quarters. You're going to play their man free. They're going to run their pressures, and they're going to play crazy hard, and they're going to get after you. And it's a standard OU team. And like I said, when we got here, we looked at them as kind of a benchmark on our half of what we want to become, and we feel like, you know, we're getting closer and closer to becoming them. So we love this challenge. We love playing them. We love how they play football, and we're looking forward to Wednesday night.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Martin and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Martin.
Our first question is from Nick Piotrowicz with the Toledo Blade.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm doing great. I had a question about signaling in plays. In the NFL, you have the luxury of calling a play directly into your quarterback's headset. In college, you see programs get creative with crazy signboards and stuff like that. How do you, when you have to use a signal system like that, how do you make sure that the opposing team is not stealing your signals? And what can you do mid-game if you suspect they might know what's coming?
Yeah, no, it's scary. Obviously, it's part of the game. I don't like stealing signal being part of the game, but it is part of the game, so it's really not my choice. But you got to have multiple signals. You got to mix up your signals during the year. You got to change your signals. You just can't figure, like, during the week, you know, you're going to go 12 weeks, and you got to mix them up. So you have multiple signals. I know some people do the signs. I was listening to Coach McElwain. I'm like, yeah, I haven't really figured out those signs yet. So I know our offensive guys do that a little bit. But you just got to have multiple signals, and you got to change them, and you got to mix up and you know, so it's definitely something you got to safeguard against. I wish it wasn't, but it is.
Thanks.
Chuck, for you, how has your week of preparation been for your Redhawks with this game before heading down to Athens?
It's been good. Our kids, like I've said all year, they're awesome kids, and they prepare really well. Obviously, there's a lot on the line for this game. Obviously, it's a rivalry game for us. Obviously, we found a way to nip them last year, so you know how hungry they're going to be for multiple reasons. Not that you're ever worried about OU being motivated. They're always motivated. But our preparation's been really good all year. That's kind of been our calling card. Our kids really enjoy each other. They love being around each other. They always practice good. They always, you know, and they really take the challenge of the next opponent and trying to dive in and, you know, what's the next opponent going to do that is going to be hard on us? And then, you know, what can we do to prepare to counteract some of that stuff? So we've had a good week, good 10 days. Obviously, have an opportunity just like OU you know, both teams have an opportunity to get a little fresher, get a little healthier, which obviously this time of year we all need. So, but it's been really good, and our tribute to our kids and coaches have just done a great job.
Well, beyond the rivalry, beyond it being national television, both teams being 4-4 overall, 3-1 in the conference, and this is a key East divisional game, meaning whoever gets this one kind of has the advantage in heading into the final three regular season games of the year, and plus it's the celebration of the 150th anniversary of college football. So it truly will be a special night.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of awesome stuff. And, again, we're crazy excited. You know, I said it wasn't long ago where we dreamt of playing in a big game against OU on the road, Wednesday night, 150th, all the things, battle of the bricks, like playing a really good opponent with really good players and good coaches. Like, again, this is about as good as it gets for us. You know, I don't know that what else could we ask for. You know, we're both 3-1. Somebody's going to be up a game and have the tiebreaker advantage, which really puts you up two games with three to play. So it has everything we want. Obviously, us and OU did our part getting to this point. So that, you know, at least the 150th game, it's not a ho-hum. Well, it's cool, but it doesn't mean anything. So, but no, we're super jacked up from our end. I know OU's been more in this situation throughout, you know, the recent history of playing in these big type of games. So I think that gives them a little advantage too. I think they know how their kids are used to this, where this is just the last few years we've been playing in these meaningful games late in the year. But it's crazy exciting. It's why we do and spend all the hours training and coaching and do all this stuff. It doesn't get any better than this Wednesday night for a player or coach.
Well, Chuck, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to your preparation for Ohio, and I want to wish you the best of luck on Wednesday night, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for Miami Redhawks head coach Chuck Martin. They will be at Ohio again this coming Wednesday, November 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, that game on ESPN2.